We have tickets for you to see My Chemical Romance when they play the Hollywood Bowl on October 23rd. And you'll also qualify for a trip or two to London to see the same band. That chance is coming up within an hour on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have What's Up with Florida on the show today. A man robbed a Taco Bell in Florida with a rock. We also have People Are Dumb, a story including a fortune teller. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature in the 5 o'clock hour. We have tickets for you to see the LA Kings, which is always a great time. And we will continue to give you tickets to My Chemical Romance, the Hollywood Bowl. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
If the Rams can beat the Seahawks on Sunday, they'll be in the Super Bowl. Talk about that coming up on K-Rock. We have K-Rock's Mile High Club destination number 2, which is My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl in October. You're also qualified for that trip for 2 to see that band in London, which would be fantastic. The Rams are in a game on Sunday that could send them to the Super Bowl. And like usual, sports announcers start making up stats.
The Rams' Week 16 loss in Seattle cost them the NFC top seed, and now they return to the Emerald City with a Super Bowl appearance on the line.
So much at stake in this third meeting between the two teams, because the winner is obviously going to the Super Bowl.
It must be hard to get your head around the fact that the losing team is done. They're finished with their season.
And history is there for the taking. In the history of the NFL playoffs, only 5 teams have won 3 straight road games. That's what the Rams are trying to do. And 4 of them went on to win the Super Bowl.
Is that an important stat? I don't know. Because the Rams are good on the road. I don't know that that stat affects them in any way. But it's kind of nerdy sports stuff.
The question begs, are the Rams next?
We've had to travel quite a bit, so.
This is Devontae Adams.
Just basically everything that's happened to us this year has built us up for this point in our, you know, in the season, so.
After an emotional win Sunday in overtime in those frigid Chicago temperatures, the Rams will now try to do what they've done successfully all year. Stay in the moment.
How do you not think consistently, if we win this, we're in the Super Bowl? This is the head coach, Sean McVay.
We're not immune to understanding the circumstances and...
Sorry, quick retraction. This is the quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
And what the game means to the outside world until, you know, whether or not we get to continue to keep playing football or not. But from a daily standpoint, we operate as normal and get ready to play.
This is the coach, Sean McVay.
Controlling the things that we can control, having the, you know, the wisdom and the perspective to let's lean into the things that give us the best opportunity to have successful outcomes. Let's spend our physical, emotional, and mental energy on the things that we can control and not waste our time on the things that we can't.
This will be Devontae Adams' 5th trip to a conference championship. He's still looking to get to his first Super Bowl.
That's brutal. This is the 5th time he's gotten within a game.
Forgive me if I'm not smiling ear to ear after the first win or the second win, just having been here so many times and understanding exactly what it takes to, you know, get where we're ultimately trying to go. So, yeah, it just feels like almost like a mythical thing to me at this point, you know, like you do everything you can to get there and it's been so hard and been working so hard at it. So we're close. We just got to finish it out.
All right, now we're going to get into some statistics that are irrelevant and ridiculous.
Speaking of close, how about this fact that it's the number one offense, the Rams, in terms of scoring points, against the number one defense in points allowed?
All right, that's important.
And speaking of close, they've met 57 times. Seattle has won 29, the Rams have won 28.
Absurd, irrelevant, stupid sports nerd stats.
And if you think that's close... When you add the total points...
Why exactly would you add the total points?
1,222 to 1,223 in Seattle's favor.
So in history, it's been relatively even. I don't think that has anything to do with Sunday.
So the bottom line, guys, very close. So if the Rams win by 1 point, it would be an exact even match, but the Rams would be going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Reporting live from Woodland Hills, Kurt Sandoval, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
That shows you how big 1 point could be.
Right?
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. Thank you.
Right?
Stop it.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Irene.
Irene, you're caller 20. You win.
I've been calling all week. Thank you.
I'm glad you stuck with it because you won tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. And you're also on the standby boarding list for a chance to see them in London.
Thank you.
How do you make sure that your protest is seen and heard?
That is a question that a lot of people are thinking about. And none of them came to the same answer as this art student in Alaska.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
An art student at the University of Alaska is in trouble with the law following a bizarre protest. This is an art college MFA student, Nick Dwyer, had an exhibition of his work where he printed out AI pictures. And it's called Shadow Searching, ChatGPT Psychosis. And there were 150 AI-generated images. And apparently another student was very unhappy with this. His name is Graham Granger. And what did he do?
What did he do? He ripped the printouts off the wall and ate them.
He ate them. He was ripping them off the wall and shoving them into his mouth and eating as many of them as he could. It was his form of protest against AI. Apparently, Granger chowed down on about 60 of the prints before the police could get there. There's no word if he was egged on by anyone.
Eat it.
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 But we can hope so.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
I don't know where you how you feel about fortune tellers. I feel like most of them are scams. A 19-year-old girl identified as a first name only Pim, P-I-M, went to a fortune teller in Thailand early on New Year's Day. The fortune teller, 38 years old, told her that she would meet with misfortune and lose something valuable. And he suggested, you should pay me so that your bad luck doesn't happen. She said, no thanks. She walked away. Then she realized her iPhone was missing. She went back to the spot where the fortune teller was working and confronted the man. And the man said the missing phone was proof that he was right. See, I told you. I totally told you that. You should have paid me. Bystanders stepped in and found the phone in the fortune teller's bag, and the police were called. Doesn't say if the bystanders egged him on.
Eat it.
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 It is the world famous K-Rockets, Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, a woman on TikTok has gone viral for making a video about her car being stolen for 3 days by a meth head. And after she got it back, it was filled with all kinds of crap. So she went through everything and rated each of the items out of 10. And here is what she found.
I don't even know if I can show this on TikTok, but inside of this box is literal crystal meth. 10 out of 10. We have a bunch of perfumes. 20 out of 10. I love a queen who smells good. We have 7 pairs of wireless headphones that all happen to be missing one earbud. I don't know if this queen only had one ear, but 7 out of 10.
I couldn't love her more, by the way.
EBT card, 0 out of 10. I don't have the pen. A bedazzled Cowboys cup, 5 out of 10. 15 lighters and lighter fluid. We know exactly what she was using these for. 100 out of 10, prepared. A razor with the hair still left in there. 0 out of 10. At this point, I just started getting itchy. There's a bunch more stuff. Let me know if y'all want more.
Nope.
Ah, meth.
I love her.
Yeah, she was great. Okay, number two. Another day, another dumb TikTok trend. This one has people grilling hot dogs while they are still inside of their plastic packaging. No removing the wrapper, no wrapping it in tinfoil, just tossing the whole thing onto the grill and letting the heat do its thing. People claim that they're keeping the juices and flavor in it. That's why they're keeping it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those juices and flavor.
Right.
Hot dogs, that's what I live for. They're acting like it's some kind of Michelin star sous vide situation. But it's, you know, it's a Costco hot dog melting inside of a toxic shrink wrap cocoon. Food safety experts obviously say it's a very bad idea because the packaging isn't made for high heat and can melt and releases harmful chemicals into the meat and the air.
I think I'm fine with people doing this.
Are you?
The people just who will do this,
let them go.
Have at
let
it.
Let her rip. Yeah, yes. Just let them become vegetables. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I support you. Number three, it's Friday, so we always like to talk about new movies that come out this weekend. Mercy is a near future sci-fi crime thriller starring Chris Pratt as a detective trying to prove his innocence and Rebecca Ferguson as the AI judge assessing his fate. You've got Return to Silent Hill. This brings the iconic horror franchise back to the big screen. And Clicka, this is a music drama about a small town artist going viral. No major Hollywood names in this, but getting a lot of attention for its indie energy. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Her name is Violet Grohl, Dave Grohl's 19-year-old daughter. We played this before, but now it's official. The name of the song is Thumb. She signed with Republic Records via her own imprint, Aurora Records. And this one is another song of the first of the opening taste of her upcoming album. It's called Thumb by Violet Grohl, and it rocks, and it's the 420 catch of the day. There are rumors of a new album, but there's no information yet. That's Violet Grohl, the 19-year-old daughter of Dave Grohl, and the song is called Thumb. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Well, it's going to be your final chance to score those Kings tickets in the 5 o'clock hour with the phone topic,
which is coming up next.
Coming up at 6, your chance to win your tickets to see Mike Chem at the Hollywood Bowl and get on the standby boarding list to see them again in London. It is KROQ.
There's a story out of Alaska.
Okay.
That is one of the most bizarre that I have seen in a long time. An art student at the University of Alaska is in trouble with the law following a bizarre protest. Apparently, this happened last Thursday at the college's Fairbanks campus, where an MFA student, Nick Dwyer, had an exhibition entitled Shadow Searching ChatGPT Psychosis.
Okay.
So it was kind of sort of negative AI,
okay.
But it was 150 images that he got from ChatGPT that were, I think, a little bit troubling.
Okay.
So he made this into an art exhibit.
Right. Okay.
Put them on the wall. Another student, for some reason, was rubbed wrong by this in a big way, and he wanted to protest AI being in art at all. So that other student, let's see if I can find his name.
It never appears when you're trying to find it. I'll tell you that.
Graham, thank you for stalling. Uh-huh. Graham Granger is his name.
Okay.
And he was so upset that he went into this art exhibit and ripped art off the wall and ate it. He put it in his mouth and ate it. Each picture.
Oh, my God.
Tore it off the wall. He put a picture in his mouth and chewed on it.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't say he swallowed it. He can't possibly have because at the end of it, he chowed down on around 60 of the pictures.
Oh, yeah. So he's probably just chewing them, spitting them out. And we don't know details as far as, like, was it in front of people? Was it, you know, how did they get pictures
and
all that?
There was no video. There were just a couple of pictures pictures on the floor that had been sort of partially eaten.
Oh, my God.
But what a weird protest. What a way to ruin somebody else's actual protest.
Yes, exactly. And it was.
Yes.
They were protesting AI.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then he didn't understand that. Uh-huh. And went through and ate all of it. So ruining it for everybody. So that is the topic today. You ruin something for somebody else, either purposely, like this guy, or accidentally.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've done the accidental, you know, there's a surprise party and I see the person, hey, I'll see you tonight. And they're like, what? And then I freeze and I'm like, oh, no, I don't know. Yeah. So I've done that one.
I have 7 words. I've figured out the quickest way to tell this story.
Okay.
I'm sorry about your divorce.
Oh, God.
What divorce? That happened with a neighbor of mine. Because we were good friends with the wife, but not great friends with the husband. And so we'd been hearing a lot about it. And it was like, all right, well, let's move it along.
Right, yeah.
He didn't know anything about it.
Oh, my God.
And he said, what divorce? And I said, I'm going to leave. I panicked. I didn't know what to say. Oh, no, I don't. I must be thinking of someone else.
Yeah, just joking, man.
Yeah, you can't do anything about that.
Oh, wow, that's really gold.
So you ruined something for someone else. The phone number is 800-520-1067. We'll take your calls and your text with your stories of ruining it for someone else.
And for the best call, it's your final chance to win your tickets to see Kings versus Avalanche on March 2nd.
J-Rock, hello.
Well, actually, I ruined a perfect thing going to your guys' K-Rock calendar concert at Best Buy.
Okay, how'd you ruin that?
So I lived in an RV for a while, so everybody piled in my RV. So obviously I take a number one and a number two in my RV.
Good start.
So we start driving, everything's slushing around.
All right, dude, we don't need any more details. Oh my god.
That's enough.
And everybody got out of the car and just went their own way and told me, I'm not going home with you.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like they did the right thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, they did. 800-520-1067. You ruined things for somebody else.
And for the best call, we got your tickets to see the Kings.
We are taking calls on you ruined something for someone else.
Call us now, 800-520-1067.
We are taking your phone calls on you ruined something for someone else.
You can call us at 800-520-1067.
And if you're the best caller, you get tickets for the Los Angeles Kings when they play the Colorado Avalanche on March 2nd. You have a story like that?
I ruined a relationship for my uncle when we were living together.
How?
His girlfriend came knocking at the door, and I didn't know he had another girl in the room.
Oh, so man.
I let the girlfriend in, and she caught him in a room with somebody else.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't feel like that's on you, right?
I don't think it was on me, but I guess I should have known.
Does he still hold it over your head?
No, they broke up, and he actually is grateful that he's not with the other girl anymore.
Okay.
But he's not with the other girl anymore either.
All right.
Okay. Well, you're doing the best you can there, working the door. K-Rock, hello.
So I had a buddy that... he had a girl that he was interested in, and we all met her together. And after getting to know her, she didn't have an interest in him and took a liking to me.
Excellent.
And yeah, he was pretty bummed.
And you said, no, I am a friend of my friend. I could never do that.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, my God. So how long were you and the girl together then?
No, we really didn't do anything. It was kind of awkward, so we just kind of, you know.
Oh, so you really did. You really stuck with your bro.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Hell yeah. All right.
I love it.
Bros before hoes, for real.
K-Rock, hello. You ruined something for someone else.
I'm a UPS driver here in the city of San Pedro in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And about 10 to 15 years ago, it was Christmas season, so it was very busy for us. And I was making a delivery to my customer. He opens the door, and at that time, it was the new iPhone release.
Right.
And so he answers the door, and since I know where the iPhone address is shipped from, I told him, I said to him, hey, I got your iPhone. And he, with bulging eyes, he frantically puts his finger over his mouth, giving me the shush
signal.
Finger. And he's looking over his shoulder, and I hear his teenage daughter screaming.
Oh, no.
And I just like... Oh, man, I felt so bad. So I ruined the Christmas surprise for her. It's been a running joke ever since then. The daughter's grown up. She actually has a family of their own.
Oh my God.
During Christmas season, that is brought up at the family dinner.
I love it. I love that she tells her family about you.
Christmas lore. So,
yeah, pretty much.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I have a story. I ruined my little brother's birthday.
Oh, no, let's hear it.
Basically, we were very young, but it gets brought up every freaking year. We were playing with, like, Aqua Dot things, so like little beads, right? And I was the older sister. I was like, oh, hey, put it in your ear. I don't know why. And basically, he put two in his ear, and he was freaking out because he couldn't get it out. So his birthday, it was a birthday party, by the way, ended up us in the ER. We had to cancel it.
Oh, my God. That's such an older sister thing to
do.
It really is.
I mean, the best part is my parents didn't know it was me until maybe, like, last year, and this happened 10 years ago. But my brother knows it was me.
That's so great. You guys kept it. Did you threaten him? Do not tell mom and dad.
I mean, they just didn't believe him because they were like, why would your sister do this? And I'm like, yeah, why would your sister do this?
So, oh, my God.
He ruined something for someone else is the topic on K-Rock.
626 said, I convinced my friend to join my World of Warcraft guild. He got so addicted to the game, he failed his classes, dropped out of school, lost his job, gained 50 pounds, and lost the girlfriend he was dating at the time.
Oh, my God. We are taking your phone calls on ruining something for somebody else. You have a story like that?
Hey, guys. So a couple years ago, I went to San Diego with a couple of my friends. And I grew up in L.A., so I know what a shady deal looks like. So we were walking by a park. And I see, you know, said deals happening. And I said the most stupidest thing that you could ever say in that little session.
Wait, there were drug deals going on?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Okay.
So what happened was that I said the most stupidest thing. I yelled out, he's got a wire.
Oh, my God. You put someone's life in danger,
wow,
sir.
So they ended up, all I just see is we start trying to walk fast, and all I just see is a bunch of police detain me and my buddies and detain the guy that I guess they were trying to grab or such.
Wait, it was a sting that you walked into the middle of?
I guess so.
Did you know it was a sting?
No, I was just being dumb.
Oh, my God.
I had a couple of drinks, and I thought it was funny. So they sat us down with the guy, interrogated us. They held us out for the rest of the day because they found out we had nothing to do with the guy.
Wow.
But we spent the night in jail.
That is a crazy
story.
Dude,
that is wrong place, wrong time, and you ruined a sting operation.
I like
I
you
love
just
this.
Your big dumbass going, he's wearing a wire. K-Rock, hello.
Hello, this is K-Rock.
Yes, we're taking phone calls on you ruined something for someone else.
This was my daughter, so I got tickets to go see No Doubt. So we get to the venue, and my daughter says, Dad, it's No Duh.
Oh, no. The cover band, No Duh.
So now every time we talk about it, she's always flipping me off, giving me the bird.
I mean, you sort of deserve it.
Yeah.
Did she laugh that night, or was she upset?
No, actually, she actually just sat in the chair and just said, Dad, this is No Duh. This is No Duh.
Oh, my God.
So I ruined her whole life that day.
Oh, man.
Because she's a big No Doubt fan.
Well, now you got to find a way to take her to the Sphere to make up for it, Dad. I'm sorry to tell you that.
How much is tickets to go to the Sphere?
It's too
like
much. $400. It's too damn much.
It's
let me
lot,
tell you. Yeah.
But you owe her.
Yep.
Once you ruin your kid's life,
you got to make up for
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you got to pay.
Yeah.
All right. Who's drug deal guy? Because he's my favorite.
Oh, my God. His name is Michael.
Michael. Welcome to K-Rock.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully my friend will finally talk to me. It's been a couple years.
Your friend?
Wait, why wouldn't your friend talk to you?
Because it was part of the situation.
What?
What?
Oh, your friend was being stung? No, I don't know how to say that.
No. He was with me when I was when we all got.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh my God. So he's really mad at you for that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's been a couple years. I think I lost his number by this point.
Dude. My last question is, did they tackle you guys?
Yes and no.
What does that mean?
They detained us, but it was a bit aggressive.
Yeah, I bet.
I also had a gay friend who he was smiling that was during all that, but I didn't want to say nothing.
Okay.
All right.
I'm more confused than when we started.
Yeah, me too, but this whole story is insane
and
yet, we love it.
Congratulations. You won tickets to see the Kings play the Colorado Avalanche.
It was worth it.
Oh.
Well done. We should give something away.
I feel good about that.
Just a thought.
My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl and standby boarding list to see them again in London. I think that sounds about right. That's coming up at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.